What's up, my N? That's my B. You dumbass fecal matter. You know I can't actually say the real word. There is powers in the words we use, people. That power can be negative or positive. Let me get on the negative aspect of this matter, not just for African black folk, but for other color people as well. Hello, white people. You are just as afflicted with the illness of incivility of the mouth as much as anyone else. A perfect example is the current pitiful, rude, disrespectful presidential race we are involved in. A Trump, Clinton, Sanders heaping big bowl of hot messness. Yes, messness. Not messiness, messness. Messness may be a made-up word, but it is the only one that can accurately describe the level of ignorance of our country's politics. Now back to African black folk and our ratchet self-hate pathology-filled mouths. Oh, my beautiful African black people, particularly young folk, switching the N-word to ninja doesn't change anything. It's still a horrible thing for us to say to each other. What happened to us greeting each other by saying, brother, king, homie, yo, or even playa? For the past year, I have noticed young black folk greeting each other by calling themselves dummy. As in, what's up, dummy? Now, before a great mass of young brothers and sisters become outraged about what I just said about the term dummy, I know full well about Young Moose, the hip-hop phenomenon from East Baltimore, and his great song, Dum Dum. That Young Moose is only reflecting what he has heard on the streets of Baltimore. I'm not mad at that young brother. Matter of fact, I support his artistic and entrepreneurial spirit of taking his skill of rap, fusing it with a fly hot beat, and marketing it to the community of Baltimore where he can make a living, support his family, support his friends, create businesses out of that. Kudos go out to Young Moose. But I also am concerned about the use of language. Language is powerful, as I said earlier. So why are we using negative terms like dummy to greet one another, to define one another? Henry Gregory, a board-certified counselor and therapist, shared with me an experiment that he had read about where a scientist studied at a molecular level water and the effect of sound upon it. When words that were negative and said with that negative intent into the water, the crystals on a cellular level became cloudy and murky and ugly and shrunk. But when sounds and words and phrases were spoken into the water that were affirming and loving and said with that loving and joyous intent, the water crystals began to grow, became more diamond-like and radiated light. Hello? We as human beings, we are made up of 75% water, people. So we are speaking ourselves into a dark, murky, shrinking existence. We need to speak life to one another. Elevate one another with words that affirm us, not degrade us. So why don't we just flip the script? Instead of young brothers feeling as though they have to greet one another by saying, dummy, imagine what it would be like and how it would reflect on us if we all greeted each other as, what's up, genius? Yeah, that's it. Hello. My name's Coley Tengela, and that's my take. Till next time, genius.
They see me, they like dumb, dumb. They like